פרשיות בהר בחוקותיי, פרק חבב פסוק ב', the Torah tells us, את שבתותיי תשמורו ומקדשי תיראו. The Torah tells us we have an obligation to keep Shabbat and also to fear the Mikdash. The Mikdash meaning the Bet HaMikdash, and can also have applications to have fear and respect to the Mikdash Me'at, to the miniature Bet HaMikdash, which are the synagogues. So some of the rabbis comment on the connection between these two statements. Keep the Shabbat, but at the same time, you must respect the Mikdash, you must respect the synagogue. We might say that the Torah is hinting to us a improper custom that takes place in many synagogues on Shabbat. And that is that there is quite a lot of talking during the Tefillah and during Sefer Torah and in between. And the Torah might be going out of its way and telling us, it's Shabbatotai Teshmoru. You have to keep the Shabbat. You have to go to Shul. However, Mikdashi Tira'u. But do not desecrate the synagogue when you go to Shul on Shabbat by talking, which is a desecration on the highest order. Besides the fact that our children are sitting with us in synagogue many times, and we're modeling behavior that defies authority. We're standing in front of Borei Olam and we're talking. Our children see that we have no respect for authority, so we undermine our authority in the house, and that can train them also, Chas v'Shalom, to disrespect us. Just think if you were sitting in the presence of a CEO of a company or the President of the United States, what type of decorum would we have? What type of respect? We wouldn't even whisper not to interrupt or not to show a lack of courtesy to the important guest that we have. Or the more so, we're standing in front of Melech Malchei HaMelachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How careful we have to be not to disrespect the Mikdash and Borei Olam by talking in shul all week long, but specifically on Shabbat when the throngs of people come to the Knis, we have to be extra careful. There is a rabbi called the Tosfot Yom Tov, of Yom Tov Heller. He explained that the famous pogroms in the year Tafhet and Taftet, the pogroms of Tahvetat, which was in the 1600s by the Cossacks that pillaged many Jewish communities and slaughtered them and burnt synagogues and burnt Sefer Torah. It was a terrible, terrible time, those 2 years, for the Jewish people. He says that this came about because Jews were talking in synagogue. Imagine that. Such a avon it is to talk in the synagogue during the time of the Tefillah, that he held it brought, Chas v'Shalom, the worst tragedies to Klal Yisrael. And he authored a special Mishaberach that's said in many synagogues today, that blesses all those that refrain from talking during the Tefillah, that they should have children that are upright, they should be healthy, they should proper in this world, and have a share in Olam Abba. Who would be so foolish to want to forfeit such a berachah, the Tosfot Yom Tov, that by refraining from talking, it'll affect our children, Bezat Hashem, for the good, we'll have Parnasah Tova, we'll have health, and therefore only a fool can say he's not interested in such a blessing, and it's worth it for him to talk in the synagogue. And therefore the Torah reminds us, Et Shabbatotai Teshmoru. However, at the same time, Et Mikdashi Tirau. Still you must have fear and awe of the Mikdash. Shabbat Shalom Umborach.